Texas state regulators open the way for green energy skeptics. KPFT local news reporter Jacob Santillan is live in the studio with more.
Marla, the state agency that regulates electric utilities in Texas, gives the green light to legislators opposing renewable energy. In its report to the 83rd Texas Legislature, the Public Utility Commission of Texas proposes repealing the state's renewable energy guidelines known as the Renewable Portfolio Standards. The RPS is a statewide renewable energy production goal set by the Texas Legislature in 1999. In 2008, Texas successfully installed 5,880 megawatts of renewable energy resources, 2 years early of its 2010 RPS deadline. Environment Texas field organizer Talia Taver says a recent report by the Electric Reliability Council of Texas conflicts with the PUC's recommendations.
What's happening right now is instead of expanding the RPS, the Public Utility Commission has recommended to repeal it, stating that it is, quote-unquote, no longer necessary, saying that it is not helping us, we don't need it to provide for our energy. But then ERCOT, E-R-C-O-T, has said that the way that we are going to provide for the energy demand that we currently have is through the renewable portfolio standard, through such methods as bringing in more solar and bringing in more wind. The advantage of keeping the RPS, of maintaining and expanding our renewable energy standard, is that we can start moving towards a future where we don't need to worry about the air that we're breathing or the water that we're drinking, because the energy policies that we've created, that we stand behind, are protecting those things.
The December 2012 ERCOT report finds renewable energy could become more competitive than natural gas in the next 20 years. The report says added production could result in electricity cheaper than natural gas and less water used in drought-stricken Texas. Texas Solar Outfitters representative Cal Morton says a repeal of renewable energy standards wouldn't have much of an immediate impact, making a repeal of the RPS little more than political grandstanding by clean energy skeptics.
It just sends totally the wrong message, not only to the citizens of Texas, but to, the people in the rest of the country. It just almost solidifies their feeling of whatever the direction the rest of the country is going. Texas seems to think that we've earned the right to go the opposite way, and it just seems it's just purely a political posture that the commission is taking. And I think it would just be better off just not taking it. Why repeal it? We're not going to take down any wind turbines because the RPS is repealed. That's not going to happen. But it's not going to help. It just sends, again, the wrong message that in Texas, we think wind turbines and solar panels are just nothing but a boondoggle, when in actuality, in reality, it's quite the opposite, quite the opposite. And ERCOT's own report says that.
With 4 months still to go in the 83rd session, no legislation repealing the RPS has been filed yet. We'll keep you informed on any developments. Live in the studio, Jacob Santillan, KPFT Local News.
You know, it seems to me, Jacob, that we just heard about the Army actually going whole hog into solar energy. So it's the way of the future, right?
Of course. Everybody's trying to save and increase their energy efficiency everywhere, even in the seemingly unlikeliest places.
Right. Excellent. Thank you, Jacob, for that report.